Even on this, the first day after the Christmas weekend, we went in search of tech news because I know there are some crumbs out there to bring to you somewhere around here.
Give me some crumbs of news.
If you're wondering what to do with a transparent OLED panel, don't worry, because LG has some ideas. Their sub-brand LG Display announced some concepts they will be showing at CES that use their 55-inch 1080p OLED panels with 40% transparency. The most interesting applications for transparent OLEDs appear to be in retail. LG's shopping management showcase places retail items behind the transparent screen, which can play animations to highlight the products. Similarly, their show window concept uses four panels as a sort of advanced store window decal for window shopping in the future. These make sense, and versions of them can already be found in luxury stores around the world. But stranger still is their concept for homes. Dubbed the LG Shelf, this concept features two panels above one another suspended under a shelf with some space in between it and the wall. It appears that you can mount it in front of a piece of wall art, and perhaps when you get sick of that, you can cover it with digital art, like the NFT you just bought with the always-on display mode. Obviously, you might want to use this as a TV or something, so the LG Shelf also features a motorized roller blind of opaque material that comes down to improve image quality. I want to make fun of it, but I am the one person here who has been banging on about TV as furniture, so this is what I get, isn't it?
Yep.
The transistor doesn't have to be dumb anymore. Researchers at the Vienna Institute of Technology have developed an adaptive transistor design that can change its configuration on the fly. Using germanium, yes, that is an element, to create an additional programming gate across the transistor, the researchers claim that processors using this technology could use 85% less transistors compared to current approaches. This means more efficient computing and therefore more scalable processors going forward. This discovery could lead to a pretty big change to the way we think about computer processor progress and perhaps correct the slowing of our honorable Moore's Law. We must all become faster, faster.
It's not dead.
It's not dead yet. The Dutch are putting the hammer down on Apple's in-app payment system for dating apps. The Netherlands Authority for Consumers and Markets, or ACM, ordered on Christmas Eve that Apple must allow dating app developers to use alternate payment systems or point users to payments outside of the app. If the company fails to do so by January 15th, it faces a 5 million euro fine up to only 50 million euros. Apple, of course, is appealing the decision, saying in a statement to The Verge that it has the right under the EU and Dutch law to charge developers of these apps a fee for all the services and technologies Apple provides them. If you're wondering why it's only dating apps, I don't know. ACM started their investigation in 2019 and included a complaint from Match Group. I'd like to think that it's because the investigators are all single and therefore would like to pay less for the dating apps.
They all got swiped left.
They all just swiped left on. Whew, so we made it through all the main stories, but are there any quick bits to be found? Find out after a quick word from today's sponsor, Drop. Drop collaborated with Sennheiser to create the PC37X gaming headset. It features an open-back design with drivers from the HD 598 and 600 headphones for clearer audio. The noise-canceling mic automatically mutes when rotated out of the way, and it features a 10-foot braided cable. Buy today and get $21 off the PC37X at the link below. Offer ends at the end of the year. Oh, there's a quick bit! And another! We have some quick bits!
We have a quick bit problem.
The iPhone might be without a SIM card tray as soon as next year. The device has supported the nascent eSIM technology for a number of years now, but according to Mac Rumors, the company has advised US carriers to prepare for the launch of an eSIM-only smartphone in September 2022. A tipster shared with them a seemingly legitimate document, though without specific mention to Apple and the iPhone. So I'm guessing it just says, "Guys, it's eSIM time." Now, what are they going to get rid of next? The lightning port? No.
USB-C.
No. No ports. USB-C. It must be impenetrable. Also with Apple, they have poached Facebook, Meta's AR PR lead Andrea Schubert. Revealed in his Bloomberg Power On newsletter, Mark Gurman wrote, Meta, with Oculus, has been the market leader in headsets, so such a hire makes sense as Apple nears its launch. Rumors over Apple's AR headset development has been swirling for years, so this hire appears to show that Apple is still taking the project seriously. How such a device will work in the real world is still a question mark for me. What are we gonna do with it? I don't know.
The metaverse?
We'll bring the metaverse into the real world and nothing will mean anything anymore. Looking for a place to stash all your games away? How about a mouse? ADATA's XPG brand will be showing off a concept wired gaming mouse at CES this year, which has 1 terabyte of solid-state storage built in. The USB-C mouse will be capable of just under a gigabyte per second transfer speed and includes some game launcher software. File this concept in the why did this idea take so long folder. It really makes me curious in what other peripherals we can hide storage next. A webcam? Charging brick? There's just a lot of options.
1 terabyte of hacks, baby.
If you are concerned that the Motorola Razr might be put to pasture, don't worry. In a Weibo post spotted by Android police, general manager of Lenovo's Chinese mobile business group, Chen Jin, shared that the company has been secretly working on a third generation of the smartphone. Andy, can you translate this? Andy?
In here.
Yes, he's not here. Dennis?
Nope.
Darn it. Jin claims that the creaseless folding phone will feature more processing power, an improved interface, and better design. It also sounds like it'll be launched in China first. Whether it addresses the shortcomings of the previous two models will remain to be seen. Speaking...
Have you seen like the Razr phones in person before?
No. I've seen the newest iPhone. Subscribe to MAC address. Speaking of folding phones, it appears that Samsung might be adding more folds to their phones. According to a report by Let's Go Digital, the tech maker of all sorts filed an extensive patent with the World Intellectual Property Organization for a smartphone with a Z folding format. How neat! Samsung is the farthest along in the folding phone race, but at this rate, it feels like we're only a couple of years off from the first accordion folding phone, which, according to its patents, will play you a Bavarian Oompa tune. And there you have it, all the tech news we could possibly find on a day such as this. But don't worry, there will be more tech news when we return in the future, because there always is. There's always tech news.
Please subscribe.
Please subscribe to MAC address.